So I've warned you repeatedly on this show over and over that sadly the Constitutional Republic is dying a very slow and painful death, and the police state is taking its place. Power always seeks a vacuum, right? And we're in one right now. In case you missed the news today, President Trump reported via his Truth Social account that it's likely he'll be arrested this week. Now, there's some dispute over if that's going to happen. Appears they may have walked back some of those claims a little bit about an arrest this week, but there's simply no doubt that the Manhattan DA is looking at a potential indictment and arrest of President Trump. That could very well go down either this week or sometime in the future. Now, no show has sounded the alarm as loudly as this show about the pending destruction of the rule of law and the entrance of the police state right in front of your very eyes, knocking at our door right now. If there was ever an example of this, it's right here, this abomination right now going on with Donald J. Trump. I want you to keep in mind the allegations here. The allegations that Donald Trump had some payoff payment to hide some sexual episode he wanted to hide from his family. I don't know if that's true or not. President Trump denies it. The obviously people prosecuting it suggest this is true and they're willing to take it to court. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to think about something and keep this in your heads right now. Donald Trump is being accused of something he denies that didn't even involve his time as the presidency, in the presidency, that Bill Clinton admitted to doing in the White House while he was the president of the United States. Is Bill Clinton in handcuffs? Is there threats to arrest Bill Clinton? Bill Clinton's celebrated amongst the liberal tyrants that run amongst us right now. They are loving every second of this, ladies and gentlemen. They worship the police state. They always have. From the Mar-a-Lago raid to locking up their political enemies, they have salivated over this for years. What's a police state? For those of you who may just be a little bit in doubt and say, I'm not sure. That may be a little hyperbolic. Are we really living in a police state? Well, what is it? Ask yourself. The police state is when you investigate a person in search of a crime. Now, what does a constitutional republic look like and a law-abiding society? You have rights. You have big R God-given rights. What happens is someone alleges a crime. Hey, I was mugged. What do the police do, or the FBI, if it's a bank robbery, whatever it may be? They say, we're going to research this. We're going to go do an investigation, and we're going to try to find the person. Ladies and gentlemen, in this case, the person was already found. The crime was found later. Remember Beria, the infamous Soviet who said, you show me the man, I'll find you the crime? Well, I'm showing you the man. His name is Donald J. Trump. And they're going to find a crime no matter what. Folks, this is one of the darkest days in our history. If this turns out to be true, and the political opponent of a man in the White House, Joseph Biden, whose son is on tape committing sexual acts that you're accusing Donald Trump of, the son of the White House, the president sitting in the White House right now with his butt parked in the Oval Office, is on tape in business deals reported multiple times with multiple members of the Biden family, according to the business partner, including Joe Biden himself, is on tape engaging in some of these same activities you've accused Donald Trump of when he wasn't even the president. And nobody on the left cares because, again, you show me the man when you're a communist, I'll show you the crime, and I'm showing you the man, Donald Trump. Folks, a couple more thoughts on this. One of the darkest days in our history. The Constitutional Republic, we've managed to survive as long as we have, the world's most prosperous democracy ever in the history of the cosmos, because of faith in institutions. Don't assume that's a given. All of this stuff that we do, whether it's our belief in our Constitution and the rule of law and God-given rights enshrined by that piece of paper, that is just a piece of paper. Our Constitution only works because people believe in it. Ladies and gentlemen, faith in our institutions are collapsing. You don't have to believe me. Just look at the polls. Revered institutions like our military, the FBI, revered institutions. In the past, 50, 60 years ago, where people used to tune in to Walter Cronkite for the media thinking they were getting the truth. Now they know the media is part of the apparatus and institutions' faith in them are absolutely collapsing. Do you really believe an obviously political attack on the opponent of a sitting president right now for a completely ridiculous charge, no serious person, No serious person not in need of mental health. Take seriously. You really believe this is going to reestablish faith in institutions and lead to a more prosperous United States? Folks, the country's bifurcating. The country's bifurcating into a tyrannical police state left that wants third world type law enforcement right here used to conquer your political enemies. And then us, the sane people, the rest of us. Folks, you stand no chance in these blue states anymore. If this New York City prosecutor is allowed to do this, and you are not a Democrat, you need to get out as soon as you can. You run the very real risk of becoming a target of these deep staters who will stop at nothing to make sure when you become a threat to them, that they make sure they take care of it using our law enforcement system. One final thought on this, folks. Former president called for protests. That is your constitutional God-given right. But I am begging you, as a friend to you, you know I've never steered you wrong. Please look me in the eye here. This is the most important thing I'm going to say right here, and I'll leave it at this. Please protest. But please, God, and I'm not using his name in vain, please do it peacefully. These people on the left would like nothing more than any excuse to use against you to throw you in prison too. They want nothing more. It's a dark day, folks. Vote accordingly.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News YouTube page and catch our hottest interviews and most compelling analysis. You will not get it anywhere else.